There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, welcome to your Hollywood crime scene mini episode. This is Rachel.
Hi, this is Desi Jenikin.
Sometimes we say our names, sometimes we don't.
Wait, you know what? We play fast with the rules. Fast and loose.
What's going on?
Nothing. It's late. We're getting through it.
When we say that we will see you all on Friday, what I mean is we will see you all at 11:59 p.m. Friday Pacific Standard Time.
Sometimes we get it done early.
Sometimes we get it done early.
We had business to take care of last night. We
did.
Normally record.
Yeah.
So should I take care of, what do they call it in podcast world?
Housekeeping?
I don't think we've ever said that.
I've never said that.
Well, we do have some breaking news, news that we wanted to share with you guys. We will be hosting a new live podcast, which I guess used to be called radio. But this is going to be interactive. So if you've ever wanted to chat with us or comment on what we're talking about as we're talking about it, you can now do that. So all you have to do is download the Green Room app, which is free, and follow us at the Crime Movie Club. If you search for it under People, Crime Movie Club, you will see it's actually my username, but it's the title is Crime Movie Club. It's a picture of Carrie, you know, starring Sissy Spacek. I might change that. Find that. Our first show will be Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we will basically, going forward, be there every Tuesday at that time discussing whatever is the big true crime documentary, movie. If there's nothing going on, we'll do a throwback episode where we discuss an oldie time, you know, movie of the week based on a true crime or old documentary. And we're going to probably try announcing them in advance so you guys can watch it too. We'll basically recap it and you can chime in. We'll let people probably talk at the end with their own thoughts and we'll see your comments as we're going along.
So, yeah, be nice.
Oh yeah. Don't be mean. You don't want to do that. Especially if I might be cranky because I'm going to be on a severe fitness plan starting next week. So don't be cranky or you'll get the interaction of your fucking life.
You don't want, look, I've seen Mean Mommy. I've seen it.
If I don't, I haven't had my donut.
I've seen Mean Mommy when Desi is eating sugar.
Oh yeah.
You don't want to see Mean Mommy when Desi is off sugar.
Right.
That's what's going to happen.
I'm an abused child. I snap on a dime. Gotta defend myself and my girl. So I know you guys won't do that. You'll be very cool. So follow us there and we'll probably post links on our socials to download so you can find us that way. And hopefully we'll announce what we'll be doing the first week and the next day or so on social so you guys can watch it and we can all chat about it on Tuesday.
Sounds good.
Okay. End of housekeeping.
That's awesome. thank you, Desi. So I don't even know what was going on this week. We got some news stories though.
Okay.
I'm just saying I don't remember what I saved here.
Oh, okay.
So it is a grab bag. I almost went with like a cohesive theme.
Okay.
But look, that wasn't going to happen this week.
I love when you start a theme and then like after two stories, you're like, well, that's not going
to work. Yeah. Okay. I'm not even going to explain my insane fucking process. I don't even know if these news stories are good. I don't remember.
Other than that, we're working really hard.
I guess this happened last week, so you guys already missed it. But if you lived in the Idaho, in the state of Idaho, SquatchCon.
Ooh,
have you heard of SquatchCon?
Does that have to do with Sasquatch? Yes. I want to go.
What?
Imagine the D at that place. It's like
that. So, yeah, you can fuck a guy who still plays hacky sack. You know, and you know, not even hacky sack. Those things that you would see all the time in the mid 90s, they were like the stick with the like felt loops on the end of them.
Oh.
And then there was like three of them and like one stick was used to toss them. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do know what you're talking about. And I'm pretty sure I walked away anytime I saw someone playing that. I can't with that. I mean, just seeing those heels go. I don't know why.
Right, because they use their leg too.
Just like the movement of watching it is just so, it's like triggering to me.
I don't even know what those are called. But I feel
no
like
idea.
They were everywhere. Anytime I'd go into Berkeley as a kid,
yes.
Look.
It's very region specific.
Okay, so those guys might have been at SquatchCon. This is in Nampa, Idaho. This is from Google. Wait, oh, that's just, okay. I'm sorry.
This is from Google. No, I Googled it.
I'm really tired. I might be sick. I don't know what's happening. This is from KTVB7. I guess that's your local affiliate of
Idaho.
that's your news station. This is out of Nampa, Idaho. The first ever SquatchCon, Idaho, is set to kick off on Saturday morning in downtown Nampa. Like I said before, this already happened.
Sorry. I have to know how they came up with SquatchCon. Like, why Squatch?
You mean as opposed to SaskCon?
Or, like, why not just SasquatchCon? Like, do people call it Squatch? Do they ever refer to it as that?
Squatch sounds dirty.
Yeah, it sounds like you're doing something, like squatting.
Well, it sounds like you're squatting on something.
Yeah. Like, there's like a sound involved.
It's like, you know what a squat is?
Oh God, I'm sickened already.
It's like when you squat over a cake.
What? You know? Wait, I did not see the cake coming.
You know that fetish of people sitting on cakes?
Yeah.
That's the sound it makes.
Okay. Yeah. It's like a wet suction. I don't know.
I want to fucking cry.
Okay.
Okay. Well, there have been gatherings dedicated to the infamous Bigfoot in Idaho.
Oh my God, she's losing it. Losing it.
And we're back. While there have been gatherings dedicated to the infamous Bigfoot in Idaho before, event organizers say Saturday's event will be the first of its kind.
Why?
Just celebrating Bigfoot. That's what it's all about, says Stu Johnson, the founder of SquatchCon.
Stu, of course.
It kind of hit me. It's like, you know, we don't have anything like that in the Treasure Valley that I'm aware of. I said, so I'm going to call it SquatchCon.
I love it.
They had like professional Sasquatch speakers there. Like I read Ooh. Like the Facebook flyer,
page, yeah.
whatever for it. And it was like, at this time, from this time to this time, we're having like these famous Sasquatch scientists
okay.
or whatever. And then from this time to this time, we're having this fucking banjo player or whatever. And then like the final event was like people can come up and share their own Sasquatch stories.
Ooh.
That's what I want to go to. I want to go to the open mic.
I will go to, I'm honestly right now, I'm like, we should be looking for every convention that's happening everywhere.
Yeah.
Because I would love to go to some of these weirder ones.
Oh my God, I'd love it.
It sucks because they're still sort of pandemic-y. But yeah, they sound fun. The weirder, the better.
Yeah. I mean, look, and it sounds like, I'm sure this was very fun for these people who are big Sasquatch enthusiasts in Idaho. If you're a Sasquatch enthusiast, have you been to a Sasquatch con in any other state? We'd love to hear about it.
I would.
Yeah.
I would love to hear about any Sasquatch encounters.
Well, you should talk to Allie. Allie Siegel, you know, she reads Sasquatch erotica.
Oh, I've seen, I know all about that.
Yeah. Okay. Our next story is out of the UK. Shout out to all of our listeners in the UK. This is from the BBC. Man admits foot fetish nuisance calls costing the NHS 21,000 pounds.
What is he doing?
Okay, I'm going to read it.
Okay.
Richard William Cove, 45, from Worthing, West Sussex, made more than 1,200 calls, costing the NHS £21,000.
Wow.
So that's like their healthcare system there. He cost the taxpayers that much money, I guess. Pretending to be an elderly woman, he would ask call handlers about their feet. Sussex police said, I don't know why he pretended to be an elderly woman or why that was like
maybe
part
he
of
thought
the-
he would they would talk to him longer or not be creeped out if it was an old woman.
Maybe that's part of the fetish.
Ooh, maybe.
PC David Quayle says Cove had admitted making calls for his own enjoyment and personal benefit. He said he had a sexual foot fetish, which he indulged during most of the calls.
What does that mean?
An investigation began in 2019 after, wow, they were investigating him for a long time.
They wanted to make sure, I guess.
After members of the public said they had been contacted by clinicians about NHS 111 calls they had not made. Between April 2019 and April 2021, the NHS 111 service identified 1,263 nuisance calls linked to an individual using false personal details, false telephone numbers, and false ailments. This guy's in big trouble.
I mean, it's okay to have a foot fetish, but you can't abuse the 111 system.
Right.
And blame other people.
Right.
Those lines need to stay open for people who need it.
Absolutely. And you know what? There's plenty of places online where he could have indulged his foot fetish.
Well, he probably didn't want to pay.
Right.
But now he's going to pay.
Now he's going to pay. Here's a story for you, Desi. I mean, I don't know if this is for you.
It's either food or cats.
Well... It is food, but you might think this is disgusting. Hmm. This is from CNN Business. Boozy Mountain Dew is coming in 3 flavors.
Oh, I saw that.
Did you see this?
Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't drink sweet drinks.
I know.
I don't do like the White Claw. I've never had one. It
is
might
that
be fine.
Sweet?
I don't know. Is it like seltzer?
I have
Hard
never
seltzer?
Had it.
Yeah, I have no idea.
The flavor, so Mountain Dew is coming out with its own brand of, I guess like seltzer is like the hot thing.
Right.
It has been for a while. This has zero sugar.
Oh.
They have, it's 5% alcohol by volume. It has, they have an original flavor, so it's like Mountain Dew, but alcoholic. They have a black cherry flavor and a watermelon flavor.
Here's an interesting fact. I've never had Mountain Dew.
Really?
Unless I unknowingly had it.
Is that because of the rumor in the 90s?
Ooh, what's the rumor in the 90s?
Wait, you didn't hear about that?
Maybe I did.
Okay.
Refresh my memory.
For some reason, in the 90s, every kid was afraid to drink Mountain Dew because it lowered your sperm count.
Well, that wouldn't worry me. less sperm? Yeah.
But there was like still, I feel like there was like a cum.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
There was like a cum stigma around it.
No, I don't know. I just never have had Mountain Dew. I don't even know what the flavor is. Is it like lemon lime?
It's like light turquoise flavor.
Light turquoise?
Yes.
It always looked really unappealing to me. I'm not like a huge soda drinker.
It's like, not good.
I like
it's fine.
I like a Coke every once in a while.
Right.
And whatever, like maybe a root beer or something.
Yeah.
I'm just not like a soda drinker.
Me either.
And it always looked really fake. In fact, I think the advertising for Mountain Dew was a turnoff to me. Because I always remember it was like extreme sports. I was like, I don't, that's not for me. I'm not a BMX biker.
Yeah.
Like,
you're
it was
right.
Just kind of like, what is this drink for like sports people?
Right. I feel like their marketing was all over the place. They really were all about like, they really took advantage of the extreme 90s.
I also feel like I always thought of it as like a guy drink. I don't know why, considering the sperm rumor. It seemed like something like dudes drank or something. This is all my opinions based on absolutely nothing except for marketing. Like, I admit that. But yeah, I don't think I've ever had Mountain Dew. And I've never had Red Bull either.
Really?
Yes, I've never had Red Bull.
Have you had any energy drinks before?
No, I've never. I don't know what they taste like.
They all have a very specific flavor.
Are they strawberry? No. Is Red Bull strawberry?
No, why did you think it was strawberry?
That's what I thought it was.
That's so weird.
Is it pink?
It is pink.
Okay, I think that's why I thought it was strawberry.
Do you know what? Okay. The Red Bull to me tastes like Flintstone vitamins carbonated.
Oh. I mean, I like Flintstone vitamins, but I don't know if I want to drink it.
No, Red Bull's not pink. It's like pea yellow.
Oh, it's pea yellow. What's the pink one? I've never had an energy drink because I drink coffee. Right. I don't know why I would need an energy drink.
Yeah.
Is that for people who don't like coffee?
I don't know, but I did used to drink energy drinks like as a teenager.
But they're not energy drinks. They're like caffeine or something, right? It's like they make you awake.
They make you fucking rattled.
Yeah.
And wide awake. And I mean, I did used to pound them when I was like young.
Why? Because you needed to wake up?
Because I was fucking insane. I drank like 3 Red Bulls at once.
So you wanted to get like rattled.
Yeah, that's why I was so into...
See, I never want to get that feeling. So I'm like, I don't need that.
Right. No, I'm the opposite now. Yeah. Now I have way too much anxiety.
Yes.
And I don't even drink full strength coffee anymore.
Yeah. See, yeah, that's where I'm coming from. I don't like feeling that too rattled feeling.
Right.
I've never liked that.
No, I drank a ton of energy drinks when I was a teenager.
But the truth is, it's mainly because the flavor seemed unappealing to me. Like I probably would drink it if it was really good.
Right.
Because I've drank too much coffee and gotten really rattled.
It's not worth it for the flavor. And I do like the flavor of coffee a lot.
Me too.
I mean, I'm at the point now where like I'll drink decaf just because I like the flavor.
I like the flavor of coffee and I'll drink way too much coffee for sure because I like the flavor.
Yeah. That's why I switched to half calf.
Okay. I'm going to need some coffee advice after the show. I won't bore our listeners.
Okay.
I'm sure people are going to be really excited about this. And Mountain Dew seems like it needs a boost in sales because I feel like people don't like the Dew as much anymore. Right? Isn't that their ad? Do the Dew or something? Do the Dew.
Yeah. Are they still Do the Dew?
I don't know, but I'll always think of that for them.
Right into the show if you heard that Mountain Dew lowers your sperm count when you were a kid.
But not with any specific details.
No, I don't want to hear how it personally lowered your sperm count.
I don't need
count.
To hear about your marriage problems.
Our next story is also about food. This is for our Canada listeners.
Ooh, we're hitting all over.
Yeah. So there's a new place that opened in Canada. It's a waffle place. This is very gimmicky. It's called Members Only Waffle House.
Ooh, is this Sopranos related?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's dick related.
Oh.
Have you seen pictures of these?
I have not, clearly.
Okay, so Members Only Waffle House, it's in Toronto, I believe. And Melon, be quiet. I'm just going to show you a picture of what this waffle looks like. It's a waffle on a stick, and it looks like a dick.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it does look like a dick. And it has oozing vanilla sauce. Did they have a machine for that? Waffle machine in that shape?
So it's literally a waffle in the shape of a dick on a stick. And then they dip it in chocolate. And then they also do like a streak of vanilla icing down the side of it. So it's like a little cum spout.
And a little chocolate.
and you get a little chocolate sauce too. But you can also get like sprinkles. Like here's one with rainbow sprinkles on it. That one looks kind of good.
Who is this for?
Instagram.
Uh-huh.
I bet it doesn't even taste that good.
Yeah. I mean, why fuck with a waffle?
Waffles are perfect.
Yeah. I like a basic combo.
I do like a basic bitch waffle. I think the most extreme waffle I'll ever get is like a waffle sundae.
Yes. I'll do that.
But waffles don't need to be improved on that much. And frankly, this doesn't seem like enough waffle to me anyway.
Here's another thing that I've never really cared for, like over sugary things.
No.
Like I don't want sugar on top of sugar on top of sugar. Like I don't like that.
Yeah.
I want it to be good and like perfect. Perfectly sweet.
Yeah.
I don't like overly sweet things.
You need those fresh strawberries to cut it a little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know if this is for me, but it's definitely a place that I know was designed specifically for Instagram.
I'm going to go there. I'll definitely stick one in my mouth and take a picture.
Of course.
I'm no fool.
They got me there.
If I go there, I'm going to the Dick Waffle place or whatever it's called.
Dick Waffle? Why didn't they just call it Dick Waffle?
Honestly, I'd respect it more.
Me too. Members only waffle.
Yeah.
Oh, members.
That you just got that?
I did.
Okay.
I thought it was like the jacket.
That's why I thought it was The Sopranos, because that's the name of the series finale. I was like, I'll go to a fucking Sopranos restaurant. They should make a Sopranos restaurant called Members Only. You can get the onion rings,
ooh,
like all of the food in the show.
Yeah.
I would totally go to that. That's Vegas, make it.
That's a good idea for a restaurant.
Yeah.
Our last news story is food. Also, and it has to do with one of my favorite people, Guy Fieri.
I saw this story.
Okay. I got sent this in the baseball group DM that I'm in, and I said pass.
Oh.
It's not for me, but I would try it.
Of course.
Okay. So I don't know if people, other people watched. Did you watch the game last night?
The Field of Dreams game?
Yeah.
Yes.
So the Yankees and the White Sox, they played at...
In Iowa,
where MLB has never played a baseball game before.
Right.
And they played on the movie set of Field of Dreams.
Well, they built it.
Okay. First of all, I learned that after the fact, and I was fucking furious. I thought they were going to play on the original fucking baseball diamond. Here's what I
don't think it exists anymore.
It does.
Oh,
because
it does?
They showed an eagle-eyed, like an overhead shot, and it was like the baseball diamond from Field of Dreams was on the other side of the new baseball.
Oh, I missed that.
Okay. I think you have to play on the original diamond, and it's small as shit, and there's only like 300 people watching.
Well, it's not a, it wasn't like a, was it a real game that's going to count in their score?
I don't know, but it would have been cool to see them play on a small ass diamond.
That's what I mean. Like, make it not count for the regular season.
Right.
Just make it like an exhibition game.
Right.
And play it on the small diamond. I think that would be funny. Everyone would be like blasting dingers.
Exactly. That would be so fucking funny. Like, you'd never see those balls again.
But can I just make one thing that made me laugh? I know everyone was very sentimental about it, and I do like corny baseball stuff. But I do kind of wish that Kevin Costner wasn't wearing sunglasses. I don't know why that bugged me.
Oh, at last night?
Yeah, when he came out, he had his like dark black sunglasses on.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, take them off for this moment because you're acting all sincere. Like, whoa. Then you have your shades on.
You can't
sorry.
See his face.
Yeah. That's not how it is in the movie. Like,
so I had to leave in the middle of the game. So I didn't find out till when I got home. I guess the Yankees lost.
I didn't finish it.
Okay. Because I got sent another text from an angry Yankees fan.
Oh, boy.
Who said that the only reason the Yankees lost, and this guy was totally sincere. He listed all these reasons why the Yankees lost last night. And one of them was corn-related humidity.
Oh, my God. Imagine thinking that much.
Well, then that must mean the White Sox are really good if they won against corn-related humidity.
Yeah, is that you're both dealing with it.
Yeah.
I've never heard
That's
of it.
That's not a good excuse.
I don't think so. Because both teams have the same thing.
Yeah.
Is he like, oh, they're from the Midwest. They're more used to corn humidity. Like, I've never heard of it.
I have no idea. So for this event last night, Guy Fieri teamed up with Chevy, the car company, to create a limited, one-time-only snack for this game, and they wanted him to combine like the two most American foods according to them, which is like apple pie and hot dogs.
Right.
And hot dogs are quintessentially baseball, obviously.
Totally.
So Guy Fieri created what is like a hand pie, but it's a savory hand pie, and it has a little hot dog in the middle of it, and the little tip of the hot dog is poking out like it's like in a little blanket. It looks like it's like sleeping in a little blanket.
Yeah.
It's very cute. And then it has like some kind of mustard swirl on the top of it. Look, would I eat one? Yes.
What don't you like about it?
I don't know. It looks weird.
Well, it's like a pastry pop.
I know, but I don't want the hot dog. I don't know why I don't want a hot dog in a pie crust.
But have you ever had like a pig in a blanket?
Yeah, but that's different for some reason.
But it's, so it's just that it's pie crust. There was no apple in it, right?
I think there's some, he says he delivered, hold on.
Like I could see the apple being a turnoff, but if it's just pie crust, I probably would like it.
There's like a bacon jam in there.
Okay.
I think there's a sweet element inside because he said he wanted to marry the two flavors.
But that could be good because relish is sweet sometimes.
That's what he said. He said it's like a relish.
Wow, great minds.
I don't know. Maybe it is good. For some reason,
I don't find it too offensive.
It's not.
If there was apples in it, I'd be like, no, for sure.
It's honestly not that offensive, and I would eat one, but it's not something I'm like, wow, that looks amazing. Yeah. And I would, of course, try it because Guy Fieri made it.
Yes. Yeah. It sounds, it's definitely not, I agree. It's not like something I'm craving, but yeah. I definitely would be like, sure, give me one.
And I like hand pies in general.
Me too.
I'm a fan of those.
I think like I trust him as far as junk food goes.
Oh, totally. Yeah. He knows what people want to eat. So yeah, that's all my news stories. Should we take a break and come back?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm a huge fan of Rocket Money. Not only did they help me find and cancel some of my unwanted subscriptions, in general, they've given me a great picture of my financial status and helped me save money. I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I love the dashboard that shows me this month's spending compared to last month's, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/HollywoodCrimeScene. That's rocketmoney.com/HollywoodCrimeScene. rocketmoney.com/HollywoodCrimeScene.
Desi, did you watch anything great this week?
I watched all of the John Wick movies, finally. All three of them. They're good.
Yeah?
Did you ever see them?
I've never seen them.
Oh, you should watch them.
Okay.
They're on Peacock. Peacock Network, which I got.
Wait, you're paying for it now?
I purchased it when I watched Dr. Death.
Okay.
Because they tricked me. They let me watch 3 episodes and then they were like, you have to pay to get the rest.
Fuck,
so of course
that.
I had to be like, here's my $2.99.
Yeah.
Give me my Dr. Death. So then I had it and it's actually a pretty good streaming service because they had, they have like a ton of movies. They have a ton of TV shows. So I watched all 3 of the John Wick movies, which I had been wanting to watch, but they left HBO Max at some point, probably because they were going on Peacock. So yeah, I don't know if I'll keep it, but it was definitely worth it so far for what I've gotten. I like the movies. Keanu Reeves is like really hot.
Yeah.
He's hot.
He is really hot.
It's like, I got mad watching it because I was like, if he just met me, I'd be like, we would hit it off. I'm like, I'm really low key. I'm not going to bug him.
He
can do what
like
he wants.
He seems like a cool guy.
He's really good looking. He's very good at killing in these movies. It has like a whole world I didn't know about. There's like a lot of people in it that I really like. That actor, Ian McShane. Oh, I don't know if he was in Deadwood. I feel like he was in some, I mean, was he in Ray Donovan? I can't remember. He's really great in it. Oh, he was in Angels, or, I'm sorry, Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. I think briefly. Yeah.
So he's in it. Lawrence Fishburne is in it. Willem Dafoe is in the first one. It's just really good. They're like very easy action movies to watch. You'll just burn right through them.
You watched a movie that I mentioned to you as soon as we stopped recording last week, because we were talking about M. Night Shyamalan movies last week.
Oh.
And I remembered that, okay, the most recent M. Night Shyamalan movie I've actually seen is The Visit.
Right. I did watch that.
And I did like The Visit.
It's pretty good. It's definitely like if it wasn't, if I didn't know who directed it, I would be like, oh, it's some low budget horror movie director. Cause it has that feel. Cause it's like handheld. It's like found footage type
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's
definitely good.
It seemed like it reminded me kind of like of that movie you told me to watch, the one where the military guy comes into the family.
What?
What's that movie called?
It reminded you of The Guest.
Just the budget.
Oh.
Like the look of it. It was like a little bit cheaper than like an A-list movie looking. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Not the story or anything about it. But just like that level. So I would have never thought it was an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah. And also he doesn't do found footage. So it was like a total departure for him.
Right. But that doesn't surprise me because anyone could do a found footage movie at any time, I guess. Like
I just didn't seem like something he would do.
Yeah. And it's found footage, but in a different kind of way.
Yeah.
Because it's like happening by the person filming it. It's not like we found this. Is found footage always?
Yeah.
Like I always think of found footage as like the Blair Witch where they find it after the fact.
You don't have
Does that mean it everything now? Like anytime someone handheld filmed something? Okay.
Yeah.
I do think at the end, I thought there was a lot of twists that were going to come that never did. like I thought the whole thing would be revealed to be them filming a horror movie.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But there is still twists.
There's a lot of twists in it. It's very good. It's short. I thought it was good. I liked it.
Yeah. No, I did
You
like
were
it.
Looking forward for me to see one moment. That was very disgusting. When I first saw it, it's like an earlier sort of foreshadowing, I guess, of that. It was already revolting. So, if you want to find out what we're talking about, go see the movie.
Yeah.
I think that might have been on Peacock.
Oh, really?
They had all the M. Night Shyamalan movies on Peacock. Yeah, they have like these random collections, like, and that's what I've been.
I've subscribed to so many services.
I know. I need to go through them and sort of pare down.
Yeah.
I have gotten rid of a few.
Yeah.
What did you watch?
Well, I went to the screening for Brendan's new movie, Don't Breathe 2, which just came out tonight. Oh. Tonight was the first opening night it's in theater. Well, there wasn't a premiere because of like Delta shit. Yeah. So there was a private screening last night. We went to that. I really enjoyed it. Brendan is excellent. Yes, I'm biased, but I thought he did a really great job. The cinematography is absolutely beautiful. And it's a standalone movie. Like if you haven't seen the first Don't Breathe, I don't think you need to see the first one. If you haven't seen it, you can just see Don't Breathe 2. I think it stands alone by itself. So go see that. That's a little plug for Brendan and also
friend of the show,
friend of the pod. So also what did I watch? I'm almost done Dexter.
Oh, right.
Rewatching Dexter.
They're coming out with more Dexter. I saw.
Yeah. And I was going to rewatch it anyway, just because they are coming out with, I don't know if they're considering it season 9 or just,
I think it's like a redo or something in a way.
It's a limited edition. It's a limited series run of like what's happening now.
And it's like much later, I heard.
Yeah.
I'll probably finish that. I forgot I was watching it. I stopped.
Yeah.
After season 5, I think.
And I think people generally consider seasons 1 through 4 to be the best seasons.
Right.
The other seasons, they're watchable. They're just not the same level.
Right. I should just finish 6 and 7.
Although I will say, I forgot. I don't know if you remember in season 8, Dexter's son is just so
annoying.
I don't know whose kid that was that got that part. But he is an atrocious child actor.
I do remember because he was famously bad.
Famously bad.
Is there 8 seasons?
Yes.
Okay. So I can't remember what season 6 is. That where the blonde girl shows up?
No, that's Colin Hanks.
Okay, so I saw season 6, so I have 7 and 8 left.
Okay, so I
saw the Colin Hanks season
recently.
Or when I rewatched it a few months ago.
That's what I mean. Yeah. That's what I mean. But did you watch the show?
I've seen the whole series.
Yeah,
already,
that's what I thought.
But during my rewatch, I stopped when the blonde girl showed up. I was like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
But now that they're having a reboot or something, I'm going to just finish it.
It's good to freshen up.
Yeah.
See where it ended. I mean, we know where it ended, but I want to see how they got there.
And then don't the siblings hook up too?
Well, I don't. Okay.
Someone told me that. And I was like, I have no memory.
I did. I told you that, okay. But I don't know if it's actually going to happen, but it was very strongly suggested that it was going to happen.
But you said it to me like it was a thing that definitely happened.
That's what I remembered.
That's her fantasy memory. No,
it was not a fantasy. It was something that I thought happened, and I was really, I was so upset at the idea that they suggested that it could happen.
Right. I was just surprised. I was like, did I like regress that?
That's what I'm saying.
That memory?
That's what I'm saying. I think I created an alternate memory because they kept suggesting that it might happen. And I was so upset about that.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know.
You probably are conflating the fact that they got married in real life.
Yes.
With like the show. Yeah. Because once they got married, we all knew. So we were probably putting a lot of like subtext in.
But there is a storyline where they almost hook up.
Yeah. No, that sounds vaguely familiar, but I was like, they hooked up? I was like, I completely forgot that. And I know I watched every episode.
So
that's good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm enjoying myself. Oh, the other show. Did you ever watch Sneaky Pete?
No. Okay. You know that's a title I'm not going to watch.
Okay. Okay. I know that. And that's because we always talk about how neither of us ever wanted to watch Peaky Blinders. What's it called?
Peaky Blinders.
We never want to watch Peaky Blinders because we hate the name of it so much. I feel the same way about Sneaky Pete, but it's actually really good.
I'm sure they're all good. It's my own prejudice.
I know. We're so stupid. I've actually only managed to get through the first 3 episodes because Brendan falls asleep in the, not because it's boring, but because we always happen to start the show at like 1 a.m.
Right.
And he falls asleep. So I've watched each episode, the first 3 episodes twice because I have to rewatch them with him and then he falls asleep again.
You love Sneaky Pete. Wait, is that British?
No, I thought it was British too.
For some reason, it makes it worse. I don't know why.
It's Giovanni Ribisi.
Oh, I remember this show. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And some other people. I think it's only 4 seasons.
Is it like Amazon?
It's on Amazon. Yeah. I think it was an Amazon original.
Yeah, I think it's an Amazon.
But Bryan Cranston is like in it.
Oh, okay.
And he's like an executive producer or something.
Okay. I definitely remember seeing this movie, now that you mentioned Giovanni.
Yeah.
Giovanni. Great. So what else we got? What are we eating? We're eating everything.
What are we not eating? Do we even talk about what we're doing next week or what? We can be vague.
We're just doing like a boot camp. So it's like fitness.
We're getting swole.
Yeah.
We're doing like a program where we're going to get swole and jacked. So, like, we got to eat a lot of protein. We got to cut out all the junk food that we eat every day.
Sorry. So we're like making sure we get it all in this week. Rachel's like, I need a hamburger, donuts, pasta.
Is that what I said?
Yeah, you made a list, and I was like, yeah. Like, I was also thinking, like, what do I need? Like, I made pasta last night because I love pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got some pizza tonight. I was laughing so hard when you're like, I need to eat everything in my house.
All
these things. No, I agree.
I had all this stuff.
I'm like getting it rid of it.
I don't want it to go bad. I don't want to put it to waste.
No. And we had an Entenmann's donut tonight.
I had 2.
Okay.
While you were eating your pizza.
Well, I had pizza. No, those donuts are very good.
Yeah.
We're number one fans.
I love
of the chocolate.
Entenmann's chocolate donuts.
They're so good.
They're the only good packaged donut.
Excellent. So yeah, so we ate a lot of...
It's not even really a donut. It's more of a cake.
It's a cake donut with a chocolate frosting, that hard kind of glaze. It's like not a glaze, but
it's waxy.
It's like dipped, that waxy dipped chocolate.
It's fucking delicious.
It's so good.
It's so
I don't
good.
Know why. So yeah, we won't have as many good. We will be like, oh, I had some grilled protein and steamed kale.
We're gonna have to come up with a new segment on
okay.
Thursdays.
We'll talk about like what would I eat. What did you eat? What do I? What are the things I saw that I was like, that I almost risked it all for? I almost robbed a baby.
That's gonna be too horny.
But I told you that in the past, sometimes when I'm like on a stricter food regimen, I'll like watch Food Network obsessively, and it like it sounds counterintuitive, but yeah. It actually helped me. Because I could kind of like vicariously like live through it or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. It definitely helped me. And that was when I really got into Food Network. Just
really?
Watching it all. Yeah. I would watch it all the time. But yeah, we'll get through it.
I met an 11-year-old girl last night who is obsessed with the Food Network also.
Oh.
So I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like we have to hang out more so we can talk about the Food Network. that was exciting for me. I was like, it's like looking like at
yes.
my childhood self.
Yeah. It's always exciting.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.